All right, welcome everybody to episode number 8 of the Flannel Panel Conjugate Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Surratt, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about a couple of different things. Wanted to give everybody, what I mean by everybody is like all 5 people who listen to this, an update on what's going on with my training, how things are going at work, and ultimately, we're going to talk about developing mental toughness through lifting. In the world of strength and conditioning, in the world of sports performance, especially at the collegiate level, the term mental toughness is bandied about quite a bit and is kind of a big buzzword. There's a bunch of different perspectives on how one can develop mental toughness, the importance of mental toughness, and all that kind of shit. So I just wanted to offer my 2 cents on it for what it's worth and go from there. So anyway, let's talk first about what's going on with work. Finals, we're in finals week, or we just finished finals week, I think, or we have some finals next week. I'm not really sure. I don't know shit about academics, man. I just stay in my own little sphere, you know, my own little world of influence and do my thing. But things are super slow right now, which I'm very thankful for because things have been really hectic for the last X amount of weeks, last year with COVID. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity to just like chill and take some time to relax before we get back into summer training. But with that being said, we're kind of wrapping up all of our seasons. We got championships coming up soon. Well, maybe not soon, but like next month or so, we got championships coming up for like softball and baseball. Track should be finishing up soon. So we're kind of tapering down to it. Getting to the end of the school year, and I'm thankful for it because it's been a crazy ass year with all this COVID bullshit we got going on. So anyhow, that kind of covers very briefly what's going on at work, a little 2-minute recap. And as far as my training goes, things are going fucking spectacular, man. I've officially started meet prep. I'm planning on competing in July, and I'm kind of hesitant to put this out in the universe because, like, if I put it out there, like, I got to do it, you know. But my goal, my big goal, my real goal for this meet is to set a new national squat record for my weight class in the APF. Like that's my one target. Like everything else is just sort of secondary and tertiary. You know, if I can set this new record, like, one, it'll be a fucking massive PR for me. And 2, it'll be just, I mean, fucking awesome. Like, I remember when I first got into Multiply, like, I think my first meet, I squatted, like, mid-sixes or something like that. And, you know, I just thought that was, like, the most badass thing ever. Like, squatting 600-some-odd pounds and all that kind of shit. You know, and then as I started getting stronger, like, obviously, the stronger you get, the more weight you lift. And then the more proficient you become in the gear, the better your technique becomes, and the more efficient you can become with it, and then therefore the more weight you can lift. But like, you know, like right now I squat 1,000 pounds plus, and like there was never a day in my life where I was like, yeah, like I can see myself doing that. Excuse me. So just the mere fact that like I'm squatting over 1,000 pounds right now, just like. For those of you who are not on the Instagram live stream, I just did the mind blow emoji. Yeah, it's just like mind blowing that I'm there right now. Like, and I'm not even that strong. You know, there are dudes who squat. What is going on with my computer right now? Sorry, my computer is being ridiculous. You know, there are guys who squat like 300 pounds more than me, which is unreal. Like, I'm squatting 1,000 pounds, and there are dudes squatting 300 pounds more than me. Not many guys. Hoff, you know. Donnie Thompson, he squatted some odd, 13 some odd, I think, 12 some odd. But what I'm getting at is that I've got this goal in mind. And everything that I'm doing right now, as far as my training, is dedicated towards the realization of that goal. And everything else is just secondary and tertiary. So, like, obviously I have to get a bench and a deadlift in, and I have to get a total to qualify for the meet. But my end goal is to set this record, and everything else will just come as it does. I don't want to put it out there how much I'm trying to squat. If you really want to know, I'm sure you can do your homework and figure it out. It is the 242 APF multiply squat record. So you can look it up for yourself if you really want to know. If you're not that interested, just stick around and find out, and we'll talk about it in July. So today, again, I wanted to talk about some mental toughness type stuff. This might be a short episode, one, because I've been drinking a little bit, and so two, I might get super honest. And three, maybe? I don't really know if I have all that much to talk about, but it's been a minute since I've felt the urge or the desire to do an episode. I'm kind of a strike while the iron is hot type guy. And so, like I said, I've been drinking a little bit. So I figured I might as well get after this while the inspiration is there. So again, let's talk about mental toughness. So first of all, I think mental toughness in the world of strength and conditioning, in the world of sports performance, is a bunch of bullshit. I think it's a term that gets thrown around by sport coaches who are looking for ways to make their kids fucking suffer. And I'm just going to let that digest for a moment. I think the idea of mental toughness is sort of a misnomer. It's not so much mental toughness, because mental toughness to me, I think it's easier to talk about what mental toughness isn't than what it is. So mental toughness to me is not the ability to suffer and continue to succeed or continue to not fail. That is not mental toughness. And what I mean by that is, like, so many sport coaches, and I'm not putting any one particular sport coach on blast or anything here, but, like, in my opinion, so many sport coaches want this, like, idea of or are in love with this idea of their athletes being mentally tough, you know, and, like, the ability to overcome and persevere and have mental fortitude and all that kind of bullshit and all those buzzwords that get thrown around by people. And really, I think it's just a lot of crap, to be honest. Like, I really do. You know, like, you know, yeah, you can build mental toughness. You can teach mental toughness. You can teach mental fortitude and all that kind of stuff. But, like, really, I think you're born with it. You know, like, either you have it or you don't. And, like, yeah, like I said, you can, in my opinion, you can teach it. You can learn it. You can develop it. You know, like, it's just a skill. But, you know, either you have it or you don't. And if you don't have it, maybe you can develop it to a point, but it's never going to be to the same degree to which somebody who was born with it has it, if that makes any sense. You know, but I think it's this thing that gets thrown around by coaches who again, want their kids to be able to suffer and continue to succeed and continue to endure. And it's like, what are we really trying to teach here? Are we really trying to teach mental toughness, or are we really, that's a lot of R's, or are we really trying to teach the ability to continue to suffer? Are we trying to teach the ability to endure and bear a burden as opposed to being mentally and emotionally strong enough to, or resilient, durable, plastic, elastic, whatever term you want to put in there, mentally flexible enough to handle that which is thrown at you? So I think those are important questions to ask ourselves when we start looking at mental toughness training, you know, and like, how do you really train mental toughness? Like, you know, the most popular method I've encountered of teaching mental toughness or developing, quote, mental toughness is to expose an athletic population or expose an athlete to some super rigorous bullshit fucking conditioning test, which just pushes them to their absolute fucking limit, and seeing who cracks first and who cracks last. Because at some point, we're all going to crack. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care how tough you think you are. You get put through enough bullshit, and eventually you're going to snap at some point. You know, like, unless you're some fucking Special Forces Navy SEAL guy, you know, some tough as nails, like, I eat fucking leather for breakfast type guy, You know, like you're probably going to break at some point. And so I think when it comes to mental toughness training in the world of sports performance, it just becomes who has the ability, who has the resilience and the durability to last the longest. Not who has the ability to continue to succeed when faced with adversity, because that's really what mental toughness is. It's like mental toughness is the ability to say, okay, here is this obstacle that is in my way. Here is this thing that I am facing. How do I succeed? How do I persevere? How do I continue to strive, or how do I continue to thrive and succeed in spite of and in the face of this obstacle? Now, obviously, you can equate that to, okay, if we're talking about conditioning, you know, if we're talking about a conditioning test or a conditioning drill, you know, you can make the conditioning the obstacle. And how do you succeed? Like, well, you just keep fucking going. But I don't think that's mental toughness. I think that's survival. Because typically when we start looking at mental toughness in association with conditioning drills and with running and with all that kind of stuff, it becomes a matter of getting through it and surviving the drill as opposed to being successful. Like, okay, so it is failure or success, right? It is either you fail the test or you succeed at the test. But do you really succeed or do you just fail to fail, if that makes sense? Like you don't fail. But does that mean that you actually succeeded or does it just mean that you didn't fail? And I know I'm getting a little off kilter here, but again, I've been drinking, so fuck it. You know, but when it comes to like using conditioning tests to develop mental toughness, there's always like a negative consequence attached to failure. Like, okay, here's an example. And I'm not going to put any one particular coach or team on blast here, but it's like, you know, if you fail this conditioning test, you don't get to play. If you fail this conditioning test, you don't get to join the team. That does not develop mental toughness. That does not develop mental fortitude. That develops survivability. That taps into the desire to not fail rather than the desire to succeed. And that's the wrong thing that we're teaching. Like, we don't want to teach somebody to play to not lose, if that makes sense. We want to teach somebody to play to win. You know, like don't teach somebody to not lose a game. Teach somebody to win a game. Teach somebody to overcome an obstacle, not survive it, not navigate around it. Because that's really what is happening. Like when you start looking at conditioning tests as opportunities to develop mental toughness, all you're doing is putting an obstacle in somebody's way, you know, in their path towards ultimate success. And all they're going to do is find a way to navigate around that particular obstacle. And like, yeah, you do. I'm not going to say that you don't have to have some sort of mental fortitude or some sort of mental toughness to get through that kind of shit. And like, you know, I've been there and I've done that. You know, when I played lacrosse, we ran 300s. We ran for fucking ever. Jesus Christ, did we run. You know, and like you have to have mental fortitude. You have to have mental strength to like put your head down and be like, I'm fucking exhausted, but I'm just going to keep going because I want to play. But again, That's not teaching somebody how to be mentally tough. That's teaching somebody how to not fail. That's not what we want to teach. We want to teach somebody how to succeed through obstacles and through adversity. So when it comes to developing mental toughness, I'm not a fan. If you haven't picked up on it yet, I'm not a fan of using conditioning tests as mental toughness tests or as ways of developing mental toughness. I think they do teach perseverance, but again, it's survival versus success. So how then do we develop mental toughness? Well, I think there's a couple ways that you can do it, and I'm going to speak to both ways as best as I can. One way is to expose your athletes to situations in which they're going to be mentally challenged. Now, I'm not a sport coach, so I can't really speak to sport-specific situations because I'm not in those situations. I don't coach those situations. I'm not a sports psychologist. Okay, but what I mean is that, like, if you play baseball and it's the bottom of the ninth and you're down and like you only have a couple chances left to score or whatever the situation is, man. You know, whatever, insert heroic situation here. Those are the situations in which you develop mental toughness, because it's really easy. Like if you're down, whether it's baseball, softball, soccer, football, basketball, whatever sport it is, if you're down and you have very limited time left, you know, those are the opportunities that you need or that you have to develop that mental toughness, because it's really easy when you're down and you're losing, and especially when the game is almost over, it's really easy to just roll over and say, here's my belly, you know, like I'm done. Like I'm literally rolling over and I'm letting you win. Or you can step up to the plate, you can step up to the line, you can get down, you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, whatever, insert sports metaphor here. You can get into that situation, you can say, fuck that. Like, I'm not going to stop. And maybe you end up losing, right? Just because you have mental fortitude and mental toughness doesn't mean that you're going to win. But what it does mean is that you don't give up. So one way to develop mental toughness is by, again, exposing yourself or exposing your athletes to situations in which they have to be mentally tough. Put them in positions. And like, you don't ever want to put yourself into a losing position, right? But you have to be exposed to that, because you have to know what it feels like to have to challenge yourself to rise to the occasion and to satisfy those demands and to succeed, or to try to succeed at least. So, you know, you got to get put in situations where there's the threat to failure or the threat of failure, and be put in those situations where if you don't rise to the occasion, if you don't rise and say, hey, like we may be down, we may be losing, but I'm not going to give up. You know, if you're not put into those situations, you're never going to know what it feels like, and you're not going to develop that mental toughness necessary to succeed in situations when you're in situations like that. It's just like, you know, if you've never failed in your life, you don't know what it feels like to fail. And so the first time you fail, you don't know how to handle it, right? Because you've never been put in that position. So you have to be in that situation. You have to be put in that position, you know, and that's just something that you have to experience for yourself. Another way, and this is the way that I'm going to speak to it because I'm a fucking meathead and I'm a strength coach, is through exposure to maximal effort weights, right? So at my job, we use the conjugate method, right? And I've explained the conjugate method relatively ad nauseum at this point. So we have our max effort days, our dynamic effort days. We have max effort lower, max effort upper, and then dynamic effort lower and upper. And right now, we basically just use our max effort lower as our primary training day because of COVID-related issues. We only get like one day a week with most of our groups, most of our teams. So, but what I'm getting at is that for anybody who has ever stepped up to a barbell that is loaded with a maximal amount of weight, something that scares you, you have to have mental toughness. Because when you start getting put in a position where you have a maximal or a potentially super maximal amount of weight on that barbell, if you're being presented with a situation where you're trying to lift a weight that you've never lifted before in your life, that takes mental toughness, because it's really fucking scary, right? Like I've squatted, to toot my own horn again, toot toot, I've squatted 1,055, and I remember the first time I got under 900 pounds, it terrified me. And then the first time I got under 1,000, it terrified me. And then 1,055, and it was terrifying as fuck. You know, it is incredibly scary to lift a maximum amount of weight. If it doesn't scare you, you're not giving it the respect that it deserves. Now, I'm not saying that you have to like roll over and let that weight win, and that you have to allow your fear to conquer you, because that's the exact opposite, that is the antithesis, that is entirely antithetical to what I'm trying to talk about right now. You know, but it's scary, you know, whether it's squat or bench or deadlift, but especially like the squat, right? Because I mean, literally this weight is trying to crush you. It is on your back. It is compressing your spine. It is smashing you. It is making you inches shorter. And it's a terrifying experience, you know, but then it pays off, right? Either you succeed, and it's like this, you know, It's like this release, you know, this is cathartic release of emotion and of energy and of satisfaction, where it's like, fuck yeah, I did that. You know, and then you know what you're capable of now, and you've pushed your limits and you've tried new shit and you've seen what you're capable of. And maybe sometimes you fail, right? But failure is part of success. Failure is just an opportunity to learn. Failure is not a bad thing, right? We view it as this like hyper negative situation where, you know, it's like we don't want to fail, and like nobody wants to fail, but like how the fuck do you learn if you never fail? Like failure, there's an acronym, right? First attempt in learning, right? You can break failure down to just an attempt in learning. Like this is the first time you tried this. Like so if we're talking about lifting weights, like if we're talking about lifting a maximal or a super maximal amount of weight, like maybe you fail it the first time you try it, right? But that doesn't mean that you'll never get it, or that you're never going to be able to lift it, right? So again, the way that I really like to try to develop mental toughness with my athletes, with my kids, is through the max effort method, because it teaches them what they're capable of, right? Like you get this kid who comes in as a freshman. Let's just start simple. Can't squat 135. Fuck, all of a sudden they're squatting 135, and then 225, and then 315, and then 405, and all of a sudden like they're fucking squatting the house, doing shit they never thought they could do, right? But they have to go through the bullshit to get there, and they have to go through those moments of fear and that moment of panic where you put this maximal amount of weight on your back and you're like, oh fuck, I might really die today. You know, like I've been there. You know, I've stood up with a weight on my back and it's like, this might be the day that I die, you know? And obviously, like, you never do die, but shit can happen. So it's like you have to have this like max effort mindset, you know? Like, okay, here's this thing. And it doesn't just have to be lifting weights, but like we're talking about lifting weights because this is what this podcast is and this is who I am. You know, you have to have this mindset of like, I'm going to treat everything with this max effort mentality and this max effort mindset. You have to have a maximally focused mindset to lift a maximal amount of weight. You have to have a maximally focused mindset to develop mental toughness and to be successful at anything in life. Now, that's not to say that, you know, you can't succeed in things, you know, while being unfocused, right? There's a lot of us that have gotten through life, you know, on our laurels, or, you know, life has been easy for us and we haven't had to focus that hard on being successful. There are others of us who have had to focus hyper-vigilantly on succeeding and on success and doing things right. But in my opinion, especially as you get older and your goals become more specific and they become more acute, you have to focus more and more hyper-vigilantly on those goals, and you have to have this, again, this maximal effort mindset of I'm going to approach this obstacle that is in my way, and I may fail at it, but I'm not going to fail every single time. I may fail today, I may fail the next time, fuck, I may fail the next 100 times I try this, but eventually I'm going to fucking get it. And that's how you develop mental toughness. You don't develop mental toughness through grinding through conditioning tests. You don't develop mental toughness by using the threat of failure or the threat of negative consequences to promote success. And what I mean by that is, like, again, going back to the example of if you don't pass this conditioning test, you don't get to be on the team. You don't get to play. And I'm pausing for a drink break. I'm back. You develop mental toughness through attacking obstacles that are put in your way and saying, I'm going to fucking get this. Right? So it's conquering. I have some notes written down. So one of my notes is conquering fear of failure through struggle and fortitude. Right? So when you start approaching a maximal amount of weight, especially a squat, like let's just use the squat as our example because it's the biggest and it's the baddest and it's the best. You know, you walk up to that squat bar and you see this maximum amount of weight loaded on it and you're like, I don't know if I can do this. And I've been there. You know, there have been weights that I've lifted. It's like, I don't know if I can do this. But at the end of the day, you always fucking do it. you know, and it's this fear of failure. And that's what gets all of us, is that fear of failure. What if I can't? What if I don't? What if I'm not strong enough for this? And that can go for anything. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe it's your business. You know, what if I can't handle this? What if I don't know how to make this fucking work? What if I can't make this work? But when you develop mental toughness, it's through approaching that fear of failure and conquering it through the struggle. Because anything worth doing is not going to come easy, right? If you want to lift a weight, it's not going to come easy. If you want to play on a team, it's not going to come easy. If you want to be successful in business, it's definitely not going to come easy. And I've never been married, but from what I hear, marriage is not easy. You know, so if you want to be successful in your marriage or just in your relationship, it's not going to come easy. It's going to take work, and there's going to be failure, and there's going to be struggle. But that's where you develop the mental toughness, is during the struggle, during the fight, during that moment between, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, and holy fuck, I just did that. Right? That's where we develop that mental toughness. And that's how you develop mental toughness in athletes. And again, I'm biased, right? I'm biased towards lifting because that's what I love. I fucking hate running. Like, if I could get away as a strength and conditioning coach, if I could get away with never having my athletes run, you better fucking believe I would never make any of them run. You know, I mean, obviously, okay, running, okay. I understand that running has its place in sports because obviously running is important for sport, right? And you have to be conditioned to play your sport, right? But if I could just get away with having my kids fucking lift and just get strong as dick, bet your sweet ass that's all we would do, right? Another note that I have written down here is that lifting teaches success through application of effort and will, whereas conditioning teaches success through failure to fail. And so what I mean by that is that you have to apply your will and your effort. It has to be a direction. It has to be a positive upward direction of your effort and your will to succeed through lifting. Whereas conditioning is just straight ahead failure to fail. It's not success, in my opinion. Conditioning tests do not develop mental toughness through achievement of goals. They develop mental toughness, or they strive to teach mental toughness through seeing who will be the last to fail. And I'm not saying that every single conditioning test is this like balls out, you know, we're going to run until the last guy drops type test. Like, I think an intelligently designed conditioning test can teach you a lot, and it can show you a lot that needs to be worked on for your athletic population. But it takes an intelligent coach to do that, right? It's not just about like how fucking hard can I run these guys until they're fucking exhausted, or how many reps of this particular distance can we do before the kids give out, right? A conditioning test has to be designed to be reflective of the demands of the sport. And that's where I think a lot of sport coaches go wrong, is that they want these tests done, or they want these kids to run, you know, X amount of distance or X amount of time just for the fucking sake of running. Like, drives me nuts, right? And I'm getting tangential again, but I've been drinking, right? And so fuck it. Conditioning tests, in my opinion, fail very often, especially when they're designed by sport coaches, fail to really address the demands of the sport. Instead, they address the desires of the sport coach and what the sport coach wants to see. And that's why conditioning tests should be left to conditioning coaches. But anyway, I digress. So again, going back, you have to have maximal effort mindset to succeed. And that's how you develop mental toughness, is by approaching an obstacle that you know has the potential to defeat you, right? Anytime you get under a squat bar, there's always that potential that it's going to that weight is going to beat you, right? There's always that chance, whether it's a technical error or whether it's a strength issue or whether you just felt like shit that day, whatever it is, there's always that chance that the weight that you are lifting is going to defeat you, right? And so that's just how it is in life, right? You know, whatever obstacle you're being faced with, whether it's business, relationship, strength training, sports performance, you know, raising a kid, like, which I know absolutely fuck all about, to be honest. You know, whatever situation you're being presented with, there's always that possibility of failure, right? But that's how we grow, and that's how we succeed, is by saying, here's this thing that is going to challenge me, that is going to make me work, right? And if I fail, I fail, right? And hopefully, if you fail, nothing negative happens, right? Hopefully, the failure is not so catastrophic that something happens. Like if we're talking lifting, hopefully no injury occurs. Hopefully, you know, nothing, you don't get hurt. If it's relationships, hopefully the relationship doesn't end or anything like that, or your business doesn't fail, whatever the situation is. You know, but what if I succeed? You know, that's the question you have to ask yourself. Not what if I fail, but what if I succeed? You know, what if I dare to be the strongest version of myself in this moment? That is mental toughness. Mental toughness is not rising above the fear of failure, but mental toughness is being courageous enough to look at the possibility of success and say, what if I succeed today? What if I succeed in the face of this obstacle? What will happen? What will happen to my life if I succeed in the face of this obstacle or this dilemma or this weight? Right? Because shit is going to be hard. Shit in life is hard. Life is not fucking easy. We all go through shit in our lives that is fucking hard, right? Whether it's relationship or business or school or job, whatever it is, we all go through fucking shit. And life is not fucking easy, right? We all have moments that will fucking crush us, right? When I moved here, I knew nobody. I was in a relationship. It ended. It crushed me. Right? But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's how you develop mental toughness, is by saying, here's this fucking thing that hurts like a motherfucker, but I'm not going to let it beat me. I'm going to rise up, and I'm not going to fucking waste this pain. I'm not going to waste this bullshit that I'm going through. Right? So if we're squatting, if we're lifting weights, if we're in the fucking weight room and it's 7 a.m. and I got my guys in there and we're fucking squatting and we're going for a max effort movement, like, why the fuck are we going to do this if we're not going to get something fucking out of it, right? Why the fuck are you here going through this bullshit if you're on a sports team and you're in the weight room at 6 a.m. and you're fucking squatting a maximal effort weight? Why the fuck are you doing all this shit if it's not for something positive, right? That's what it's all about. And I'm getting fucking tangential, and I don't give a fuck. But yeah, mental toughness, man. You don't develop it through fucking running. You don't develop it through how many fucking suicides. You're not supposed to call them suicides anymore. How many fucking suicides can you do before you fucking die? Right? Before you fucking peter out. How many 300s can you run before you tap out? That's not what it's fucking about. It is not about failure to fail. It is not about being the last person to be standing when everybody else is down the fucking ground. That is not what mental toughness is about. Mental toughness is about saying, here's this fucking thing that is in my way, but I'm going to rise up and I'm going to be fucking tough enough to fucking handle it. And you do that through having the max effort mindset. You do that through saying, I can do this. I know who the fuck I am today and what I'm capable of. And you look that obstacle in the eye, metaphorically, and you say, fuck you. I'm going to fucking win today. So that's how I try to develop mental toughness. I'm like, I don't like to talk a whole lot about that kind of stuff with my athletes. Like, I'm not that coach. You know, some coaches like to give pep talks and sermons and monologues and soliloquies or whatever fucking word you want to insert. You know, some coaches like to hear themselves talk. That's why I do this. That's why I have this podcast, so that I can hear myself talk. You know, but I don't talk a whole lot about that stuff with my athletes because I would rather them just learn it. You know, like, okay, you know, so-and-so gets underneath the barbell. They fail. All right, what did you learn from that? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, maybe that's something we need to work on, is learning how to learn. You know, what did you learn from your failure? Again, failure is nothing but a first attempt in learning. F-A-I-L, first attempt in learning. You know, it's a cheesy fucking acronym, but I don't give a fuck. So, again, I don't talk a whole lot about this with my athletes because I would rather them learn it. You know, like I can use all the words in the world. You know, I can put my creative writing degree to use and I can spout off and I can sit here and I can wax poetic, you know, and I can talk and talk and talk and talk until I'm blue in the fucking face to somebody. But it doesn't mean fucking shit until that person gets underneath a barbell. And again, we're talking about weightlifting here because I'm a meathead. It doesn't mean fucking shit until a kid gets underneath a barbell and feels that weight on his or her back and has that moment where they decide if they want to succeed or not. That is mental toughness. And being able to say, I'm fucking terrified, but I'm going to do it anyway. I don't know if I can do this, but I'm going to fucking try it. And if I fail, I know what I need to do to succeed next time. That's what mental toughness is. Mental toughness is not being the last one to throw up in a conditioning test. Mental toughness is not running a timed mile and a half and just finishing it because you fucking have to. Yes, that's an obstacle. And, you know, so we're talking about a couple different things here at the same time. You know, but like, it's not about just failing to fail. And I know I keep coming back to that, but it's just this thing that keeps going around in my head. It's like, it's not just not failing. It's succeeding, you know, and like they're two very different things, in my opinion. Weightlifting and conditioning are obviously two very different things. You know, like, again, conditioning is just, it's just like, here's this demand that I have to satisfy. I have to run X amount of distance in X amount of time, or I don't get to fucking play. You know, and that's not how it fucking should be. That's not how you don't develop mental fortitude through, you know, through threats. You know, because that all that teaches you, again, and I know I've said this in this podcast already, I don't care. All that teaches you is how not to fucking fail. All it does is teach you how to satisfy the demands of the test. And that's just like our education system. Oh, here we go, talking about the education system. We're just talking about that's how it is with our education system. It's just like teaching you how to satisfy the demands of the exam or of the test so that you do not fail. Not so that you succeed, but that you do not fail. I would much rather put somebody in a position where they are striving and struggling to succeed and see positive benefit. What does a fucking conditioning test get you? Tired. La-di-fucking-da. That's what a conditioning test gets you, is fucking tired, right? Okay, yes, you do the work to get to the test, to satisfy the demands of the test. You get faster, you get more, you know, you have more endurance, you get more aerobically resilient, whatever the fuck you want to talk about, whatever the fuck you want to say. But like when it comes to lifting, what does lifting teach you? Lifting teaches you that if you fucking push hard enough and if you get your fucking head down and you put your nose to the grindstone and you fucking give everything you got, you're going to fucking succeed. That's what weightlifting teaches you. It makes you a better fucking human being. It makes you a more resilient fucking human being. It makes you more durable, tougher, stronger, better, harder to kidnap human being. And that's why fucking weightlifting is awesome. And that's why if I'm trying to teach somebody mental toughness, if I'm trying to develop mental toughness in one of my athletes, I'm going to expose them to some super hard fucking shit in the weight room. It's going to really challenge them. Because you learn a lot about yourself in that it seems like an eternity, right? But it's a fraction of a moment, right? That moment where you decide, where you're standing in front of the barbell and you decide, I'm ready, right? You learn a lot about yourself in that fraction of a second where it takes you to walk up to the barbell, get your hands on the bar, get your feet set, make sure you're square underneath the barbell, get yourself centered, get the bar on your back, all that kind of shit. You learn a whole hell of a lot about yourself. Maybe not in that moment, right? But reflectively. Sorry, one of my viewers just made a special request, and I'll see what I can do about it. But you learn a whole fucking lot about yourself in those moments, right? In those spaces between the seconds, right? You know, what kind of person am I going to be today? Am I going to be the person that lets this that lets this weight crush me, right? Because there's a difference. There's a difference between failing, and there's a difference between letting yourself get beat, right? There's a difference between defeat and allowing yourself to be defeated. And what I mean by that is, like, if you walk up to a barbell, right? If you walk up to a barbell and you say, I may fail here, right? I may not succeed in this weight, right? But that's okay. If I give everything I fucking have in this moment, that's all that matters, right? Because there's going to be moments in life where you give everything that you have, whether it's relationship, business, school, whatever it is, you're going to give everything you have and you're still going to fail, right? You're still going to fail. You're not going to succeed, right? But what matters in my mind is that you gave everything you had, that you tried, as opposed to letting yourself get beat, which means walking up to that barbell and saying, I don't know if I can fucking do this, but I sure hope it fucking goes well, right? And just giving up when it gets hard, right? And that's what a lot of people do, because trying, effort is hard. Like, I mean, you know, effort is inherently hard, right? To give effort is challenging. To strive and struggle and to give maximal effort, like true maximal effort, whether it's lifting or life, you know, whatever aspect or facet of life you want to consider, giving true maximal effort to something is very difficult. It is not easy. It is exhausting and it's painful, right? To dedicate oneself fully to a cause or to a pursuit, you know, at the sacrifice of bodily health or, you know, other things, you know, is painful. You know, if you're a business person, and you dedicate yourself to the success of your business, something's going to sacrifice. Something's going to suffer. Maybe it's your family life. Maybe it's your relationship, your romance. You know, maybe it's your friendships. You know, if we're talking about lifting, like, what's going to suffer? Your fucking body, right? Like, you put, like, lifting weights, like, at a true maximal effort level is not fucking healthy for you. Mm-mm. No. It's painful. It hurts. Shit does not feel good. But you know what feels good? Success. Success feels good. Knowing that I fucking did that. Right? I fucking looked this bitch in the eye and I said, go fuck yourself. I'm going to do this shit today. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up there because I've talked for almost 45 minutes and I can't believe it's been that long already. And I've just fucking ranted. So I appreciate all of you tuning in. Thank you for those who are on the Instagram Live. I appreciate it. As always, do not waste the pain.